Style 88.0 FM.
And a jolly good afternoon to you. It's the afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and with me in the studio to kick off the afternoon show is Mike Gahagan. Mike, nice to see you again, mate.
Always good to be here, Dave.
I wonder why I can't hear you though. That sounds odd. Oh, because you're on a different mic. Crafty. You're sitting in that mic's chair, but you're on the other mic. Clever. Well done, lad. Okay, now, how about that?
How are you, Dave? Good. Great to be here again.
Yeah. It's always good to see you, and I love the fact that you're wearing the shirt. What does it feel like?
It's excellent. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah. I had to get a sizing from the ladies, i.e., what do you think? Extra small or extra large,
yeah,
or anywhere in between, and we came out with medium.
It's a quality piece of kit, I got to tell you. It looks good on you. You're a perfect model for it. And you've been out and you've had a couple of trial dummy runs, if you like, of parts of the route. And that's why we thought we'd get you in now to talk about it, because it's been, as you can see, there's a hive of activity. It's been like this since yesterday, and it's getting more intense as people finally realize, oh my heavens, it's this weekend, this big event, and we either haven't signed up, or we have, but we haven't collected our goodies. So this is what's happening in the studio. It's a hive of activity. It's very exciting. My big concern and my real fear is that because there's a cap on the numbers of, you know, by dint of circumstance, we've had to cap the race. Not really a race, it's just a fun event. But 500 participants is the top. And I think we're almost there, which is, you know, it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've done very well. I'm so impressed with Sue and Joni and the team, and they've really got out there and marketed it well.
Yeah.
And I think what participants on the day are going to have or experience is a wonderful, wonderful all-round morning. And beyond the trail, beyond the run, beyond the walk.
You know what, Mike, I've been, because I went out this past weekend to assist with what little bit I could, and I could see that the routes had been tentatively marked in the three colors. By tomorrow, they will not only be brandishing those colors in flowing material swathes, but there's signposts. I mean, literally, I have never seen a race as well in terms of the signage that comes from Zap Signs. They've printed the most... Well, all I can say is if anyone gets lost, then they are better men and women than I, because it's impossible now, I think. Although the route is quite complex, isn't it?
Yes, it is a complex route. Out of interest, I think we're going to have about 60 signs out there. Turn left, turn right, go straight. Oh, my goodness, you're on the wrong road. You're in the wrong town. But no, we should be all good. I think the only area where there can be concern is the person in front of you turns left instead of right, and so you think, I must follow the person in front of me.
Which is human nature, and that happens.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Human
nature. Now, from a technical perspective, you've done many hundreds of kilometers, probably thousands, in your walking career, and you have an idea of what the average soul is capable of. I've been led to believe that possibly some that are not used to trail running, that have now decided they're going to do the 15 and the 10 kilometer trail, it's a little bit more technical than a run on the road of 10 or 15 kilometers, isn't it?
Oh, no, there's no debate about that. In fact, if I could just say, I have done every meter of the 15 of the three effective different sections to get to 15 kilometers. And you're quite right. I'm not going to talk about any other groupings, but it's very different to any other trail you're going to find in this KZN area. And why I say that is obviously because it's been developed for a specific purpose. It was designed around that Warrior program, which is a national program. It's running to test not endurance, but ability and so on and so on. And what you've done, when I say you, what Radio Life and Style have done, have basically taken a very similar, almost identical route and said, Mr. Joe Blow, you're going to do this as well.
But without the obstacles and the intense black ops type challenges.
Yes.
But, you know, having just literally gone out there and had a civilian look at it, it would appear to be, shall we say, that you have inclines of, you know, up and down. You've got stretches of wide open space. You've got very thick bush. Obviously, the trail's cut through it. There are patches of wetland, so there's, you know, you're in mud in certain areas. You've got to transverse little streams, which, although, you know, they have their own challenges. Well, hopefully, you're not going to get wet, but certainly, it's going to offer a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think it has. It's got a wide variety, and in fact, I can say that to you, whether you do the 5K, the 10K, or the 15. In other words, there's variety around what you've just discussed: inclines, declines, wetlands, etc., on every single one of the stretches for all 15Ks, regardless whether you're doing 5, 10, or 15. So I am going to point out a couple of things, if that's all right, David.
Sure.
You don't mind me taking up a little bit here. In terms of saying, I would ask every single entrant to be well prepared for climbs and declines. And what I mean by that, we all think, oh, of course, we can get up a hill. I'm not talking about a long hill, but guess what? We're running basically, walking basically on beach sand. And so there's some quite slippery areas going up and going down. And therefore, I'm going to recommend, amongst other things, because you did mention wetlands and mud, etc., don't go and buy a brand new pair of running shoes that cost a whole lot of money and say, gee, well, this is what I'm going to wear on Saturday. Take something that's been well worn, and it doesn't matter if it gets quite dirty, i.e. very dirty, but it's got to have good grip on it, because flat, worn shoes, you're not going to hold on. And for that, in that context as well, there's nobody going to run the whole thing. It's not possible. You've got to be walking up, walking down, sliding up, sliding down, if you know what I mean. It is a run, we call it that, but basically there's balances where you're going to end up. You're not there to win the comrades or to win the Olympic gold medal. You're actually there to experience Mother Nature, and you're going to see so much of that. But be careful out there. And what I would recommend for those, let's say, less fit or not as well built, take a trail stick or just a stick.
That's a good
something
idea.
To prop yourself up, to push yourself up or down, hold you as you go down through gullies and all the rest, because it's a safety factor.
Yeah, I want to mention as well that, you know, the community has rallied in almost every quarter, every aspect, because there are so many volunteer helpers coming along. We've got IPSS search and rescue volunteers that are doing the marshalling, and we've got IPSS security doing the security, but the marshals that go, and they really gung ho about the fact that they will be exactly where they need to be in full communication, etc. And the one that you identified, the one very short, very sharp little incline, you said no one's going to get up there without assistance, and you suggested a rope attached to a vehicle. Well, that is exactly what's going to be there. Short distance, but with the assistance of the IPSS search and rescue crew with their vehicle and rope, you will have no difficulty. It'll be fun. And I think that's probably the counterpoint of the exercise, really. You know, the raison d'etre behind the whole exercise was to say, you know, for 20 years, this has been our community, and the support that we've received has been phenomenal. I'm talking about as a media company, which started from literally nothing. And we've for a while now been thinking about the fact that, you know, it's our 10th radio anniversary and our 20th anniversary as a media company now. And this is our way of saying to the community, guys and girls, and you know, they and them, thank you. And we're just delighted that we're in a position to be able to put a little bit back in, and we'd like to make this a regular event. We weren't sure what kind of support we might, you know, enjoy, and it's been phenomenal, Mike. It really has. There's not been a single organization that that has not said, yeah, we'd like to in some way, you know, get involved, which I think is first prize for a community initiative.
So I'm going to say this to you. I think that's a reflection of you and Sue. I really do. I think, you, as you correctly said, you started out as one thing and then you went into radio media, and you've dominated and you have contributed so much in terms of bringing awareness, whether it's about my beach cleanups and plastic pollution, or our walks to raise money for ocean awareness or ocean causes. You've been there all the time. And Dave, I think what you're seeing now, and we'll get to 500, I'm 100% sure. People are, you know, when I say this, don't worry, somebody signed up while when I walked out of here, whatever it was, 5 hours ago or something like that. They said, okay, quickly went on their phone and they said, okay, I'm registered, I'll go and collect my goodie bag. So you're going to get that all the way through until whatever time you close off tomorrow, and you're going to be full. And you're going to be full because people are supporting you.
Well, you know, that is so cool to hear. And really, we want to make this an event, an annual event that grows, because I think the community is growing naturally. And it's a really, it's interesting to look at the kind of profile of those that have chosen to make the North Coast, this part of the North Coast, their home. And I think the walking aspect of it, because we're fortunate, we're blessed to have great expanses of beach and boardwalk and interior trails to traverse and explore, and a healthy mind and healthy body. And it's become part of the lifestyle of the North Coast. So, you know, and as you quite rightly said, you don't have to be a racing snake. It's nice if you are, but you know, if you're you know, just out there to get a little bit of fresh air in the lungs and a stretch of whatever you can, and look around you and see, we're still blessed. There's an amazing abundance of wild nature still around us. I think that's disappearing fast, but we're going to try and hang on to that and look after it as well.
Dave, I'm going to just say as well, so I've lived here quite a long time now, full time, if you know what I mean. But Belita's got an amazing active community. And we can talk about running, we can talk about walking, we can talk about cycling, we can talk about lots of things. But effectively, I'm saying this, every single day, whether it's at 4 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night, there is an active group somewhere.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
You've got community runs, awareness, community runs, not clubs or anything. Well, there are clubs, obviously, but what I'm saying is not other clubs. There's charity fundraising, there's friends running, walking, cycling. Belita is so busy. I've got people who come down here all the time from Joburg, and that, I'm saying Joburg only, but it's many areas beyond that, and they get a shock. They say, wow, there's something to do every day.
That's true. And talking of which, your Philokalee Trail is about to launch again, the 2024 season.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Dave, that's our big fundraiser. And this year, the four-day weekend is the last weekend of September. And we're going to start at Umtanzini. And I've changed it a little bit this time. And so what we're doing is our first day is not only beach, but it's substantially going to be the beautiful, beautiful Umtanzini area.
Okay.
Through the forests, around the lagoon, out onto the beach, down, back in through the forest again. It's a 15K, let's call it warm-up.
Okay. You call it a warm-up? I would say that's a marathon, but good for you.
That's the Friday. And then the Saturday, we're going to leave Umtanzini and walk down. It's about 22Ks, down to down to the main river system at Amatakulu, and we're going to get off there, and then people make their own decisions. That's what we've always done with Philokalee. Go as a group and find a place to stay, or come back to Belita or Umhlanga or wherever ever, or make it a party weekend and do your own thing. And otherwise, we've suggested places where the guys can stay in that area.
Are you going to stay at that prawn hatchery, the old hatchery?
Sadly, and we love the hatchery. Unfortunately, it's fully booked that weekend. Oh. There's some huge
celebration.
Oh, yes, it's going, okay. And it's very, very successful.
All right.
Then on the third day, we leave wherever people are staying. In other words, we always start exactly at where we finished the day before, on the same meter of beach, and then we walk down to the Tugela Mouth. And we get there, and that's about a 23K walk. And so over the 2 days, we've covered 45 days on the beach and the 15K inland. And then this year, I'm a bit concerned, or we're a bit concerned, about crossing the Tugela River mouth. There have been quite a few incidents there. And the logistics around making sure people are safe, because that's what we're all about. You know, go and enjoy yourself, but let's not have any problems during the course. We will still in future always try and get us across big rivers, which we do. But for the fourth and final day, which is the Monday, we're going to actually start at Sinkwazi.
Okay.
And work through the along the beach and then back through the forest. So towards Tugela Mouth and then back down.
So it's a beautiful route that you've planned.
Yes.
And stretches of extremely remote beach land that most people don't really get to see, unless it's an organized walk like this one, where you happen to live there. Really an opportunity. And how is booking going?
So officially, booking only opens on 1st of September, but we always have a week before intro, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so the bookings will start probably about the 23rd, 24th of August.
And how many can you take?
No. The answer is we can take as many as sign up. So last year we had about 340 people over the 4 days that we did, which roughly works out to about 80 a day. Certain areas, because of geography, people tend to book up more. But otherwise, and you get people. And by the way, I must just explain: it's not you sign up to do all 4 days.
That's a day at a time.
You can choose first day, second day, first day, third day, all 4 days, the last 2 days, whatever suits either your private calendar, your personal calendar, or your physical ability.
Okay. So this is something to look forward to, and this is the Philokalee Trail has grown, I think, in stature, certainly, and no doubt in participation as well, and will continue to, because it's one of the joys of the active community that lives and enjoys the glory of the North Coast Strip. And Mike, you and your team, you fly the flag high. You look after the beaches. You look after the people. We're very, very delighted that you are kind of our brand ambassador for our first, dare I call it, annual jamboree. the life and style fun, in inverted commas, 5, 10 and 15 kilometer trail. Thanks so much for all your enthusiasm and your help and support. And we will see you on Saturday. Well, all things being equal, I will be in one place.
You'll be supporting every single participant for all distance that they do.
I will be cheering on from the sidelines and raising the flag high. My very special guest, Mike Hagen. He is the walking man. James Taylor wrote a song about you. I'm going to play it a little bit later in the show when I find it. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon
show,
Mike. The afternoon show brought to you by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Balito.